It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Coming up next at the conclusion of our game, 60 Minutes, followed by Murder, She Wrote, with Angela Lansbury. Well, you know, Pat, it's like boom, and then it's a bam.
What, watch this guy right here. Watch this guy right here. See, it sets him up right there. Boom.
What was the ESPN segment, Jacked Up?
Jacked Up.
How about the fact that, like, ESPN ran, and I'm not criticizing them because, like, who the hell knew?
Right.
But, like, Jacked Up was basically, like, this person's going to have, like, not remember their name in 15 years, basically. Shouldn't have been the name of the segment.
Right. Yes. It is completely absurd now, knowing what we know health-wise. But, I mean, they also used to play with leather helmets. Like, I mean, just, if you go back in history, you're going to find a ton of stuff you regret most of the time.
Like, you just got jacked up. It's like, yes, yes. Also will be following, be part of a billion-dollar lawsuit against the NFL in the next 10 years.
Right, yes. You just got increased medical coverage. It's just okay. Stuff.
The bitch.
Yeah, right, yes.
I spent the entire break laughing about that.
The pitch.
It'll be a 2-2. The pitch.
Has to be a soccer segment. Has to be.
the pitch.
The
amazing
pitch.
All right. All right. This is the most important segment we do every single week here on You Better You Bet. If you... Does this music always play during...
I don't even know. I have no idea.
Do you want it to or not?
Yeah, let's keep it.
Okay. It's the most important segment we do every single week here on You Better You Bet. If you bet the National Football League, if you're listening, watching, you bet the NFL, and you're like, yeah, you know what? Maybe I'll kind of check out this segment. You know what that means? It means you're dumb. It means you get jacked up. Your bank account gets jacked up. Not in a good way. Because you gotta tune in and hear what our guy Ken's got. What his bets are. You get the CLV trophy. Win some money. It's all very important. So it's time now. The games that Ken Barkley, your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper. Don't believe me? Check out a lot of the content that you're going to see on NFL games that comes out tonight, Wednesday, and Thursday. And you're going to say to yourself, huh, man, a lot of people like the same games that Ken does.
Man, Ken's picks just got jacked up.
Man, it's like, wow, like these, it's all of Ken's games. Right. How'd that happen? What a coinky day.
Sharp sides.
Duh, bitch. All right. So, Ken, the games that you've already bet, please, for Week 8 in the National Football League.
Yeah, a lot to go through here. Not even in terms of games I've already bet, but ones that are really close or ones that I think are really close to. Like, just we're sitting really, really close to some key numbers, I think, in a lot of games. We'll do the games that I've actually already put the bets in first. And a pair of -3s are already in the account. One of them keeps bouncing back and forth, and it's gone from available to not available to available again during the show. And I'm sure it's going to be not available again. I bet Philly -3 against Detroit. I'm not saying that's like a for sure winning bet. I actually think that's a really, really easy bet to make. No matter how much of a bad taste in your mouth you have from the Philly Vegas game last weekend, I still think there's a pretty clear difference between these teams that's more than this. You know, I know Cincy was 3.5, obviously, against Detroit. Maybe like, well, like Philadelphia Cincy. I still hold out hope. My rating holds out hope for Philly in certain situations that they can be really profitable. This is one of them. We mentioned about when they go against elite offenses, it's a complete train wreck. That's not this. Vegas might be turning into that, or at least might have some hope of being at least like a top 10 offense this year. So again, like maybe it is night and day difference from playing Vegas and playing Detroit. Anyway, my number is way more than 3. So I bet Philly -3. 3.5 would actually be a bet, but this number has literally ping-ponged like 4 times today. On the Bet Rivers graphic I see on the screen, it's 3.5, a little bit juiced toward the Lions. I don't know, like wait 24 hours and see if in the next 24 hours it keeps ping-ponging back and forth. There's not been agreement on this game. That's like the right way I could put it, I think. So Philly -3, bet number one. Bet number two, similar dynamic. We talked about it on Monday, and I think I was pretty clear and explicit. Cleveland -3 was a bet for me. I could never get to this number, even with Case Keenum starting at quarterback, like no chance, basically. Again, looking at the closing spreads for the teams up to this point, the Denver Thursday night game, maybe it throws a little bit of a monkey wrench in it to try to figure out, well, like if they're this against Denver, and Denver's just been that team the whole year that the market has overrated for about 5 weeks, and it makes you know, projecting spreads using closing numbers with Denver really difficult. Last week, my number for this game was 6. It's less than that now a little bit, and Pittsburgh is off a bye, but I still can't get to the current number. So 3 was a bet for me for sure. 3.5 would actually still be a bet for me. Obviously, you would prefer 3. This is a 3 that I don't think is coming back. Philly might. This one seems very, very unlikely to me to come back. So again, like, can wait, cannot wait. That's kind of just my opinion on both games. -3 on both. 1 you're very likely to get. 3.5 would still be a bet on the other. Those are the 2 bets that are already in. There is a 3rd that was placed today. And again, it just, like, you have to have a threshold. I think a lot of people that do gambling content, Nick and I have done this topic so much. If people are like, I love this no matter the number, or like, they're going to kill this team, so I bet the minus whatever, it like ignores the fact that the number would get to a certain point where like, you have to have a margin where you would play the other side. So like tonight, the Lakers are playing the Spurs. Depending on whether LeBron plays, I kind of like a side in that game. It might be the Lakers. But like, I acknowledge that there would also be a number where I would come back and play the Spurs. And it's not even that far off from where we are right now. But it's just, okay, the number is this, I like this. Thursday night football, Broncos and Browns. Nick and I bet both sides of that game and middled it on 3. So like, you have to have a number where you bet both sides. So I'm not saying I love this team, just that it's like absolutely crazy. I bet the Jets at 10.5. And if Nick was here, he would sigh, just like Drew Densick sighed when he came on Monday and said that he bet the Jets. I think it had an even worse number than this. And I don't blame him for doing that. I think he bet him at 9. Yeah, like, it's probably going to be Mike White. It's probably not going to be Joe Flacco. It could be either one. It's just like, for a quarterback that can be on an NFL roster of any kind as a backup, what can the largest margin be between Cincinnati and them? That's like kind of the right way to think about it. So whether it's, you know, Geno Smith or a Case Keenum, maybe that's a really good version of a backup. But like, you know, if it was Brian Hoyer, or if it was, you know, I'm trying to think of just like some randomly average, like actual, like AJ McCarron, if it was one of these guys, like what could it, all of them collectively, what could the biggest number in this game really be before it started to get out of control? And so I think the right way to think about it is, I don't think it can ever be this. Cincinnati at home was 7.5 against Jacksonville. Now on the road, they're going to be more than 10 against, like, it's just too much. So my buy point was always going to be this number. 10.5s are now available on the Jets. So Nick, I know you kind of hopped in and out of the stream. So the 2 bets, the 2 -3s, Cleveland and Philly, we went over. And then the 3rd bet that's already been placed is I did bet the Jets at 10 once I got to 10.5. That was my buy point for them with the Jets. So those 3, any comment on those? And then we can kind of go through some of the ones that are really close.
No, I think these are ones that you've already discussed. And you said it yesterday on the show that, like, you thought it was Jets or nothing. And I think that number's dropped down to 9.5 at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers. So I think we can kind of go on here. So that's kind of the stuff that you were consistent on yesterday, which is Jets plus 10.5, and obviously the Browns and then the Philadelphia Eagles. So you better you bet. BetQL, terrific Tuesday. Costos and Barkley, the games Ken's already bet for NFL week number 8.
Yeah, just waiting to see where this next one goes. It has reached a point where I would bet it. But just kind of curious, based on the steam we've seen so far, like, can I maybe get a better number? And that's Carolina. This is a game that we talked about yesterday also. Carolina has been +3/-110 in a few places. I see it, our show sponsor Bet Rivers, right now, -112 on +3. So we're there in terms of, like, this is a bet. It's just the early interest has been in Atlanta. Can I get a 3.5 -15? Can I get something, you know, can I get a 3 even? Can I get something a little bit better on a game between 2 teams that I have rated almost identically? It is possible that Atlanta's win, coupled with Sam Darnold continuing to look as bad as he was and really punctuated by the worst performance he's had with Carolina last week, are those 2 data points helping to kind of create a little bit more separation between these 2 teams in the market, when there honestly, in my opinion, should be like no separation between them. I don't really care how bad Sam Darnold's been. I can never get to this number. And I'm the guy who loved the Giants last week. So this is not me loving Sam Darnold, loving Carolina. 3 -110 would be a bet. I'm going to wait a little bit. Have not placed the bet yet. Just kind of curious to see where this goes. If I end up completely being, you know, befuddled by the market and it ruins the number, it goes back down to 2.5. I'll just tease Carolina and pair it with some stuff and consider that a mistake made, but still a valuable bet available. So Carolina, one that I'm waiting on. I think there were 2 others, and I just want to make sure there are 2 others. Next one would be one we talked about yesterday as well. Again, just we've seen some early action on one side. Let's see where it goes. That would be the Minnesota Vikings, who are hosting Dallas in Sunday Night Football. Kanish came on, well, we came on Monday, said we liked Minnesota plus anything. You know, kind of understood the move on Dallas, but also like disagreed with it. Dallas is a team that's covered every number literally the entire season. They have covered every number in every game, some in very lucky fashion, some not. They've blown out a bunch of teams. My number for this game is basically pick. If the number moved in either direction away from that with some speed, I would like the other side. So that's where we are with Minnesota. Again, same question. Dallas is like 2.5 minus 15 in a couple places. Why not wait for a 3? Let's see what happens. Like Minnesota in the game, I'm going to bet Minnesota basically no matter what at these prices. Can we get a 3? Obviously, it would be awesome. Might as well wait. Let's see what happens. You know, when you have a team that's undefeated against the spread with like, and it's the most public team imaginable, maybe we do get that 3. Like, maybe that actually ends up happening here. So wait and see on Minnesota, but do like them, and we'll have a ticket on them in some capacity probably. God, like a, you know, if Carolina was 2.5 and you had a Minnesota-Carolina teaser, I think both of those are kind of interesting. Minnesota teasers, I'm not quite as big on, but they do kind of satisfy the requirements, 3-7 and everything. So I think there are going to be ways to play both. Maybe it's just Minnesota money line at a plus number two. So Minnesota, another one waiting on. Carolina, one we're waiting on. Last one, and this is one that we and I kind of went back and forth on, Nick, last week. Or yesterday, I should say. So we talked about Washington-Denver yesterday, like a pretty good amount, and how the market's finally flipped on Denver. Their rating is so much lower than it's been in basically every game they played so far this year. This number is crashing, and it's creating, I think, an interesting opportunity to play Denver actually at under 3, which I did not think that we were going to get. I thought we'd have to make like a tough call, probably pass on 3.25 basically. So like juice 3 on Denver, maybe it's a 3.5 where you have to pay more for Washington. That's kind of where we were yesterday. I know you, and like, it's like, yeah, Washington can win that game, but I didn't really want to play into it. I think I was even blank on the game, something like that. It might've been like pencil Washington, but I think this is a situation again, where there has to be a number that becomes available where you think about playing the other side. This has to be rock bottom for Denver's rating. Like their home field is a very strong advantage. It's like them, Minnesota, you know, places like Seattle, New Orleans. These are places where like you have to give them credit in these situations. Like we're really going to get to the point now where these teams are even. Like we're really going to get there and just coming through 3 now where 2.5 is available. I have not bet Denver yet, but that's another one I'm thinking about now where it's just not only has the market flipped from an opener standpoint, now like the move is flipped on Denver. Like now nobody wants a piece of Denver at any number. People are dying. People are lining up to bet them against the Raiders a couple weeks ago. So people were lining up on Thursday Night Football to bet them when Case Keenum was going to start at quarterback. Number crashed there too. So kind of interesting as maybe has a move created a valuable bet. I think it's possible Denver under 3. So 3 that we're kind of thinking about, looking at, that are close to key numbers, or we're waiting on Carolina, Minnesota, and then Denver would be the other one.
Absolutely love it. So Jets, Cleveland, and Philly in. Yep. Carolina, Minnesota, and Denver monitoring. And Minnesota would be your favorite out of those, Ken, for people that enjoy such conversations?
I would say it's close between them and Carolina. Like, Carolina plus 3 is such a good bet. Like, do people understand how awesome
I know.
That is? Like, it's just amazing.
Yeah, because what's Atlanta's home field worth?
I mean, in a 1 p.m. game, like, they're probably middle of the league. I've been doing about between 0.5 and 1.5 for a bunch of teams in this zone. They're probably like a 1 with a league average total. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm seeing... I think I saw a 3 earlier today.
Yeah, there have been 3s. Like I said, we're there. Like we could bet it now, and this would be my threshold to make the bet. Just like, do we even want to wait a little bit more and see what happens? Like, I mean, maybe everybody's going to be really interested in Atlanta. Like, hey, like won the game. What a dramatic win off their bye last week against Miami. Oh my goodness. Ugh. Oh my God.
What do you think about Washington teaser legs now that this is down to 2.5?
The total's rock bottom, so it can't be that bad of an idea, right? It's just, I don't know, man. Like, you really want to tease Washington after Washington... the red zone stuff we've seen the last few weeks. I mean,
they're not playing Green Bay this week. Well, Kansas City.
It's totally true. Well, you could argue Denver's defense is still at least like acceptable. It was more of a joke than anything. It was just...
No, I know.
Like, you're going to be sitting there and Heineke's going to be fumbling the ball all over himself. And you're going to be like, really, again? And it's like, yes, again.
What about the Ron Rivera Memorial teaser? It's a Taylor Heineke Memorial teaser also.
Carolina
and Washington.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
How does that lose?
My favorite Ron Rivera thing of all time is he won Coach of the Year. The team was atrocious with him as the head coach, then won Coach of the Year again the next year. It's my absolute favorite Ron Rivera thing. How do you get credit the second time?
Lost by a billion.
How do you get that? How do you get credit the second time? You were responsible for like the Carson collapse. Wentz.
It would be like Carson Wentz winning comeback player of the year this year, where you joke like, what's he coming back from?
What is he coming back from? Lack of talent? Like, it's just...
like coming back from being terrible. I don't have clean feet up. How much time we have left here, Ken?
Parentheses awful.
How much time we have left in the segment, guys? I didn't have clean feet up after my... Okay, it's 60 seconds. There we have it. Okay, so again, just to recap the bets. Jets plus 10.5. Cleveland minus 3 against Pittsburgh. Philly minus 3 on the road in Detroit. Carolina plus 3 on the road in Atlanta. Waiting for a 3. Or if you've got it, then bet it. Minnesota plus 3 as a home underdog on Sunday Night Football against the Dallas Cowboys. And I don't know if I can get there with Ken on betting the Broncos here at any point. I kind of think Washington's going to win, but maybe I'll get there.
I'm starting to like it a lot, honestly. The more I think about it, the more I kind of like it. I like that no one likes it. That's actually my favorite thing. So
they are getting Jerry Judy back.
Yeah, number move and no one likes it. What a great combination. You get a number move and nobody likes it. Perfect.
I'm going to end up betting Denver. I'm going to end up betting Denver.
Money line with everything.
Yeah, all right. Golf bets coming up on the other side. James Mazzola of the For Profit Podcast joins Nick and Ken to lend us his expertise. So let's be honest. I might be the best golf handicapper in the world. JMaz coming up next here on BetQL.